This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series on the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I'm also known. And, you know, it's interesting that all of us, when we were children, had certain toys and things we played with and things that we felt were utterly indispensable, and we've no idea where they are today. Most likely they were just dumped. The Bible says, when I was a child, and I believe God wants us to mature. God wants us to grow up. You know, God has called us to be a church without spot or wrinkle. Verse 27 of Ephesians 5, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. And again in Ephesians chapter 4, and he himself, verse 11, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to do what? Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So the fivefold ministry is there to equip the saints to do the work of ministry and to edify the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. And so in about five different ways here, it tells us, you know, it's time to mature, it's time to grow up. You know, God wants us to be equipped. He wants us to be edified. He wants to be unified in the faith. He wants us to grow in the knowledge of the Son of God. He wants us, you know, to be, that perfect man or that mature man. He wants us that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. But he wants us to speak the truth in love and grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. And so, as you can see, there's a major emphasis placed upon maturity by God upon his people. And he wants us to grow up. He wants us to mature. He doesn't want us to be children. And it's okay to be a child when you get saved, spiritually speaking, but there's a responsibility on you to grow up and mature. Mark 16 and verse 15 and 16, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. So, you know, the Lord gave us the Great Commission and he's called us to fulfill it, but we need the power of the Holy Spirit to do so. Matthew 24, 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world and then the end shall come. And so for us to take the gospel of the kingdom, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We must rediscover the power of the Holy Spirit as the Church of Jesus Christ. Because to be honest, far too often we tend to ignore him and carry on business as usual without his help. And this should not be the case. 1 Corinthians 15, 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so again, God wants us to walk in victory. And the New King James, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So God has given us the victory. It's already ours. We just have to take it by faith. And God has given us the victory, but without the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not see it. And again, that word victory in the Greek is the word nikos, N-I-K-O-S, I guess, probably where we get the word Nike. But nikos means a conquest, by implication, a triumph, a victory. And it comes from the word Nike, N-I-K-E, which means conquest, the means of success, victory. So, yeah, hallelujah. So anyway, Matthew chapter 16, here Jesus is talking about building his church. And, tremendously important thing, because, again, the church is ordained by God. And I would encourage every person to be the member of a good church. And you might say, well, what constitutes a good church? Well, it's a church that teaches you the Bible, church that proclaims biblical truth without apology, without reserve, one that equips you and trains you in accordance with Ephesians chapter 4. You know, it's a church that's, you know, also reaching out to a lost and a dying world. And I think that's important. It's so important that we are doing everything we can to fulfill the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. Here Jesus is talking and he said, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?'" And people are still arguing over that today, having philosophical arguments and discussing and, you know, all sorts of ideas and conjecture. But Jesus Christ is God. It's a very simple answer. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Hudson Taylor, either Jesus Christ is Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. And so I think it's important to remind yourself of that. Christ must be Lord of all. But Jesus asked the question, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And that is the pertinent question. That is, you know, the million-dollar question, so to speak, because Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" Because at the end of the day, what matters is that you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's so important that we're not just basing our faith what others say about him. We must read the word for ourselves. We must read the Bible cover to cover. Read it, and then when you finish reading it, read it again. "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So Simon Peter did not say, "You are a good teacher. You are a guide. You are an inspirational figure." No, he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And what was this rock? I believe the rock was that revelation that Jesus Christ is God. Personally, I don't believe St. Peter's running around with a big bunch of keys at the gates. I think it was this revelation that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is God. He's not just good, he's God. He's God. He is the Savior of the world. "And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And so again, Jesus said he would build his church, and it is clear that the Holy Spirit was going to be an essential part of this plan. And we're going to look at this in more detail tomorrow, because I think it's so important for us to be aware and conscious of the work of the Holy Spirit. And there are many, many Bible verses that acknowledge him, refer to him, advise us to allow him to do his work in us, and warn us against trying to do God's work without him. Because at that stage, we're just left to reason and perspiration and human effort, which can get some things done. But, you know, the Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the power of your precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.